Hi there. Welcome to Tech Thursdays on SoulcastStudio.com. I'm Dwayne Brown. We're still talking about digital photography. Now, we've moved up a little bit from the automatic cameras to a digital SLR camera. This is the Canon EOS Rebel. It's one of the more common SLR type cameras. There's several differences with this camera versus the automatic point-and-shoot cameras that we spoke about last week, which I'm sure you can see some of the bigger differences. The one, of course, is size. And in this case, size matters. It really does. This is a 6-megapixel camera, but to compare it to a 6-megapixel camera of the smaller point-and-shoot types would be a very grave mistake. The 6-megapixel sensor on this is going to be actually quite a bit larger than the one on the smaller cameras. As such, you've got more light able to hit it, and therefore more information to create this or recreate the picture that you're taking. The first and foremost difference, though, is the lensing. Lensing on SLR cameras are what make these cameras good. I will put a 6-megapixel camera, SLR camera, against a 10-megapixel automatic point-and-shoot camera any day and guarantee that the pictures coming out of this camera are going to be better, simply because we've got a bigger lens and much better optics. The size of them alone is what allows the light to come through much more cleanly than they would with the smaller lens cameras. They don't refract, they don't diffuse, it goes right onto the source sensor, which is where you want it to go. You don't want it to stray and you don't want it to be cut down. The next big difference between this and the smaller cameras is that the SLR part, single lens reflex. And what that means is that when you're looking through the eyepiece on these cameras, you're actually being redirected through a mirror to look right out the lens. What you're seeing is the exact picture of what you're going to get. With the smaller cameras, when you look through the lens, the viewfinder in the back, if they've got it, because we mentioned a lot of them don't now, but if you're looking through, what you're looking through is a small window off to the side. You are seeing sort of what the lens is seeing, but not exactly, because you're not looking through the lens. You're looking through a tiny window off to the side. And then what happens when you take a picture with these, you press the button and the mirror actually pops up out of the way and allows you to see the sensor underneath. And then the mirror comes back down at the end of that picture and you're back to seeing what's out there. This is why with the bigger cameras, and people with the little cameras can't seem to understand this, the LCD on the back shows the picture after it's been taken. You can't see the picture that you're going to take on here because the mirror is blocking the sensor. With the little cameras, that's not the case. These are the little things that lead to more professional results with these cameras. The next thing that makes the big difference is the programs that are available on these. Now, you've got manual settings on this one, just like you have manual settings on the automatic cameras. But most of the manual settings on the automatic cameras are sort of half manual. You set the shutter speed and it'll set how wide open the lens will be, which is called the aperture or the iris. Or you can set the lensing and it'll decide the best shutter speed. It works sort of in conjunction with what you want to do to get the picture it thinks you're looking for. When you go to a manual mode on a camera like this, it's a dumb box. It sits there and says, I'm just going to open up this mirror. Whatever's coming through there is what you've set it for. The aperture is totally set by you. The shutter speed is set by you. There's something else called ISO, and that's the sensitivity of the sensors to light are set by you. So you can adjust that even on these types of cameras. The program modes on the cameras, they use similar algorithms that the smaller cameras use, but taken up a notch. There's meters that come through the lens and externally on the camera that measure distances and how much light's coming in and where that light is coming in. These types of lenses actually are divided up into different areas. And the more expensive the camera, the more areas there are. This particular camera has 7 points that it looks at through the lens to determine how much light is in each spot and then overall what that additive amount of light is. You don't get that in the little cameras. It says, well, there's the light, we're gonna shoot it, here we go. There's not the scenes in these cameras that you have in the smaller cameras. It doesn't know the difference between a party and a beach and a snowscape. It truly creates a scene based on the meters that it has to measure all that light at the same time. If we can backtrack a little bit, go back to lenses. I almost forgot to mention that what makes this camera such a great thing is that you can take these lenses off and trade them for different lenses. This is a standard lens. It's an 18-55. You know, that's in the range of what the human eye already sees. You can get bigger lenses that will bring subjects from farther away much closer, called zoom lenses or telephoto lenses. And again, the optics in the cameras are what make the image better. So that a lens for the camera is often as expensive, if not more expensive, than some of those automatic cameras that are out there. But you're going to get what you pay for in terms of picture quality. From an electronic standpoint, they have the same options that the automatic cameras have. They've got your size versus resolution. You can get, again, depending on the sensor that you have, if you've got an 11 megapixel digital SLR camera and you go for a full size image, you can get images that are, you know, 10, 15 megabytes in size simply because they are using that full sensor and getting as big a picture as they can get. There's nothing different there from the automatic cameras. Another big difference between the SLRs and the automatic point-and-shoot cameras is the actual computer that's inside. It works on the processing of the digital image coming through and then transferring it over to the memory card. The SLRs have a much more sophisticated system of transfer in that it's a lot faster. A lot of people complain about the automatic cameras that when they press the button, they have to wait usually a second or so for the picture to take, and there's another 2 or 3 seconds as that picture is being processed through the camera to be transferred onto the memory card or memory stick. The digital SLRs, they typically have a buffer in them so that when you take the picture, it's moved over there instantly so that it's ready to take another picture. And just like in old film photography, you can sit there and hold the shutter and it'll take several pictures at once. Click, 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 click. Depending on the camera, it can take up to 3 or 4 shots per second. When you're a professional photographer, you want to be able to take those shots because as things are moving and changing, you know, that one instant could mean the difference between a great shot and a not so great shot. That's how your pictures end up on National Geographic. There's a lot more power that's gone into the bigger cameras than into the little cameras. And that would seem to make sense based on size, scale, economics alone. The memory storage is very similar on these cameras as it is on the smaller cameras. This particular one uses the compact flash card. Again, this is a 1 gigabyte card, so we're able to store with this camera approximately 200, 300, 400 pictures depending on the sizing of them. And the camera can be plugged in directly via USB into your computer to transfer the pictures on there and work with them again, or you can take them off the memory card directly if you want. A bunch of the cameras also have audio and video outputs on them. This particular one has just a video output so that you can actually plug it into the TV and look at your pictures that way while they're still on the camera. You can see if things are looking like you want them to look. It's a little easier to look at them on a TV instead of looking them on the small LCD screen. And then you can decide right then and there if you want to maybe clear off some of the pictures from your card to save some space if you're on a particularly long trip and you're limited for storage. These types of cameras are going to run you probably about $1,000 at least, and that's to start. The lenses, they come with the basic lens that is shown here on most of the cameras. If you want to go with the bigger zoom lenses, you can expect to spend another $500 to $2,000 on a single lens. But again, you're getting what you pay for. You're going to get better pictures. Is this the type of camera you need to get? Probably not. Unless you're planning on some really good trips, or you know that you're going to take family portrait photography and take pictures that you know that you really do want to keep a lifetime, you probably want to look at the automatic point and shoots if those aren't priorities for you. The automatics are a lot cheaper to buy. They're a lot easier to toss around. They're small enough and plasticky enough that if they get broken, you're only going to be out a couple $100. You don't want to drop and break one of these things because then you're out, you know, like I said, about $1,000, and that hurts a little bit more. Save these for the special occasions. Use the little ones for the throwaway pictures that you may or may not keep down the road. There are a lot of different options you can get into with these cameras because they are truly professional cameras. There's waterproof housings if you want to go underwater with them. Some of the point-and-shoots have them too, absolutely, but they're more generic covers. Ziploc bags, if you will. There's more metal than plastic on a lot of these cameras now. They're more rugged, they're more durable. You've got to be more conscious of getting these dirty because they have mechanisms in them. Even though they're digital cameras, they still have mechanical shutters in them that open and close. You want to make sure you don't get sand in them. You want to make sure you don't leave them in construction environments where they get super dusty, because if that shutter ever starts to get sticky, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have to get it cleaned properly, because if it doesn't open, you don't get a picture. The point and shoots, not so much so. They've got little shutters, but they're usually digital shutters that just blank the picture on and off. So dust is not as much an issue with them. These by far have a lot more options available to them than the point and shoots. And one thing I should say about the point and shoots while we're on lensing too is that a lot of point and shoots offer the option of buying external lenses that you can sort of clamp onto the front of the camera for more zoom or more of a wide angle. You've got to remember that lens on that camera is only good for a certain amount of light coming through it. Every time you put more lenses on the front of it, you are restricting the light that much more. You may seem like you're getting a bigger picture or a wider picture, but you're not getting as good quality a picture as you would be without that attachment on it. Use the lens that is with the automatic point and shoots for what it can do, and don't expect any more from it. If you want that, you want to go to a camera like this where you can change the lens that is built for that specific job. So I hope that gives you enough information to start looking at digital photography and digital cameras. There's a lot to choose from. There is a wide price difference out there. You really, once again, have to figure out what you want versus what's out there. Don't spend too much. Don't spend too little. Get the gear that's good for you. We'll see you next time.